Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tomorrow's news today.
I tend to do hours of research at night and hours of research in the morning. And then I come in here very frustrated and with a sense of insurmountability because there's no way to cover all of this properly. But then I realize it's all part of the human process and all part of cycles we go through, and we're entering the bottom of one of the most deadly cycles in human history, if not the most deadly, with the high-tech weapons and systems that are on the surface of this planet. Beneath the seas and in the air and space. But when I really get focused, I find a place of clarity and understanding and can really articulate why the enemy's doing what they're doing and what we have to do to stop them. And so right now I'm in one of those focused places. We'll see if I can stay there and just calmly go over this, because the gravity of all of this is so unbelievably important. All over the United States and in Congress, government is passing legislation for public and private schools in kindergarten up to fifth grade, elementary school, to target children, to tell them that they're another sex and to let them use pronouns and change who they are. Like they're picking which superhero they want to be, or they're picking what color their backpack or school lunchbox or notepad is going to be. And then when the child, led by these evil people, led by this evil program, says, okay, I'm a girl or I'm a boy, when they're really a biological boy or girl, the school forms a file and a relationship with the child and begins destroying the parental control over the nurturing and raising of that child, so the system can absolutely confuse them and wreck them. And they have to do that with the chemicals and biologicals in the food, the water, and the so-called vaccines, because more and more people in major studies are becoming androgynous through what happens in utero and afterwards with the GM crops and the chemicals and the biologicals. So this is a larger program. There's always been homosexuals in the world, in every culture, throughout every age. That happens. But this new system, people identify as hundreds of different things, and men and women shave their heads and do weird body modifications and now call themselves aliens. I was talking to friends that were downtown this weekend in the bar district, and they said there were just big groups of men and women running around. You couldn't tell who that, what they were, and they all had shaved heads and were calling themselves aliens. And if you look at the guy that's over the nuclear weapons depots and over the nuclear waste depots, or you look at the individual that just leaked all the information on Delta Force or tried to sell it to the Russians, it's the same deal. It's a cult of transhumanism, giving up your humanity, getting ready for the chips, the body modifications, all of it. These folks are the icebreakers or the front lines of this transformation into a post-human world. And that's why the big corporations and Virgin Atlantic and all of them are funding it and pushing it and selling it. And now they're coming down with both feet, like a trillion-pound gorilla or colossus, onto the backs of our children. So I have a stack of news dealing with this, but the House Democrats just voted against requiring parental notice for consent before a school provides services related to sexual orientation or gender identity. San Francisco United Unified School District to kindergartners, let's talk about your sexuality and keep it secret from your parents. And they give them a checklist of what type of human or animal they want to be and what their sexual identity is in kindergarten. beyond pedophilia, not just raping children, but raping their minds, their futures, who they are. That's just one of the stacks we're about to hit when we come back. Stay with us.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine, documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store Super Sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Friday, September 30th, 2022 transmission. I'll be here for the next 4 hours. I know it's Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central of the War Room. And I'm coming in tomorrow at 9 a.m. on Saturday. And we've got three big guests lined up that I'm going to tape 9 to noon. And then sometime around 2 o'clock p.m. tomorrow, we will live stream and post the powerful, when I say commercial-free, we don't run the regular 14 minutes of breaks for TV and radio stations. There'll still be a few breaks and promos and reports we play, but it is commercial light, to say the least. I had a three-hour show last Saturday, and it had 5 minutes ads in 3 hours. So basically, podcast-esque. So look for that big guest, unbelievably important information, tomorrow. And if you miss it, it'll be posted to band.video. We'll obviously be airing some excerpts on the weekday show next week. All right, let me be very calm here about this and just read to you the headlines that we're going to be going over. The communist Chinese government has launched private police forces in more than 50 countries, and now they've launched a major outpost in dozens of cities in Canada with the blessing of Justin Trudeau. Kind of a big deal, tying into the New World Order and how China is the model. Moving on, more sanctions, more military escalation, $12 billion more in weapons this week being sent now, so it'll make it $80-plus billion that Ukraine's been given. Putin has annexed parts of eastern Ukraine, threatening nuclear war. Just an insane stack of news on that front. Phone outages, power outages in Europe, part of the Great Reset. Zelensky has publicly tried to enter NATO and filled out the NATO form for basically annexation into NATO. This is quite the tug of war. We have all of that coming up. We have a lot of really important housing market news here in the United States. Stock market news. The stock market's lost $43 trillion. Since Joe Biden got into office, the housing market bubble has officially burst in the United States by many metrics. That's all coming up. We have so much to get to here today. But the first things I want to get to here is the attack on our progeny, the attack on our young. Any species that doesn't protect its young ends up becoming extinct. Food on the table for another species. And we have several big stacks to deal with this all over the world, not just here, but in Australia and New Zealand and the UK and Germany and France and Canada and the United States and Mexico. governments are passing laws publicly. And the Democrats have passed it in their bill. It's not through the Senate yet. To not tell parents when kindergartners up to age 10 or the fifth grade, so ages 5 to 10, K through 5, that they will form a government relationship with a child and that they will just put out a buffet of different sexual preferences, sexualizing children, and children can rename themselves and children can rename their new identity, and then that will be put in a file and will officially become their new identity, cutting off parental rights and driving a wedge into the children and manipulating them. This is a seriously sick, evil cult with these mask-wearing, vaccine-injecting cult members just leading them, their children into this globalist buzzsaw. So we're going to be getting to that. San Francisco Unified School District teaches young kids they can pick their gender. Whistleblower documents show. Wait till we show you the documents. California implements extreme new sex ed curriculum, teaching second graders how to have anal sex. I mean, this is just total weaponization. That's all coming up. They actually have the documents that they're giving to kindergartners and up. So it doesn't get much more evil than this. And then you see the national news showing the abject freak shows of where the man's a woman and the woman's a man. And there's this big movement now where they go, I'm not even a human. I'm not a dog. I'm not a cat. I'm an alien. And I talked to one of my good friends two nights ago, and they went down with their wife down to 4th Street, which isn't, you know, the out of control criminal overrun area like 6th Street, but still they walked down by 6th Street and they saw just all these creatures, black, white, Hispanic, you name it. They couldn't tell what they were, but they looked like aliens. Shaved heads, weird green eyeshadow, clownish looks, just like drag queen story time. And they asked them, you know, what are you? And they were hissing and saying, we're aliens. Now, I said that without even telling the crew I was going to say that last segment. Within 10 seconds, they pulled up Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, where these groups go on together with like 10, 15 boxes, you know, up on the computer screen, and they all look completely like aliens. They're into how they've lost their humanity. They're into how they're sexless. This is what the globalists planned in Brave New World, published in 1931. Aldous Huxley later wrote about in Brave New World Revisited nonfiction, was the actual plan. And again, it's not their fault, folks. They're plugged into TV since they're children. They're eating GMO. They are electromagnetically poisoned. They're being subliminally programmed. And they are lifeless. They are jellyfish-like, like Neo when he's in the pod before they use electronic stimulus to rebuild his muscles. Remember, it takes a few months with him. After they get him out of the pod, they put wires into all his muscles to basically shock him to rebuild him, which is a real thing. Neo couldn't walk when he first got out of the Matrix pod. And so these people are proto-Matrix pod. According to the globalists, this is the post-human world. They're the weakest of us that already fell to this. And they're mainly nouveau riche and middle-class people's children, where you go to a restaurant, you see the parents all talking, drinking iced tea, drinking, you know, adult beverages, eating steaks, and you'll see the whole end of the table, 5-6 kids. There's, you know, 2 or 3 couples there, and they've all got goggles on or iPads or phones, and none of them are talking to each other. And so to them, that's completely normal, but they're being inserted into the matrix right in front of you, and then the GMO, the chemicals, the injections they're being given will make them these sexless creatures. And so they will then adopt and take on what has been done to them, and they will celebrate it, and the culture given to them by the corporate media will celebrate what they've now become. Then they have the highest rates of suicide, the highest rates of murder, the highest rates of drug overdose, the highest rates of pedophilia. And because their arrested development as children, just like Michael Jackson, they only identify with other children. So some are just arrested development and aren't pedophiles, but many are, and they then sexually identify with children, and that's why it's a pedophilic system. This was all set up by the CIA and by major think tanks and major psychological operations. That's why you even see New Yorker magazine last year, tens of thousands of children per major city over 40 years, transferred to NAMBLA homes to form the new family, where a man and a three-year-old boy have sex, and that is now his relationship, and then they go out and get more children taken by foster care and create stables of these creatures. And that's why these creatures in all their videos tell you, we're here to groom your children. We're here for the next generation. They go to city council and say, you ain't stopping us. We want your children. We're going to get them. And they go to the schools, sometimes unannounced, and have their children sit on their lap. They do all this. And in other cases, the leftist women bring their children, like to Moloch, to the fires of Moloch. They bring them and set them on their laps. And the children rub their crotches and hump up and down on them, and the women praise it. This is so open. This is so good. You saw the Ministry of Culture in Spain say, children have a right to have sex with adults, and they're going to. If your five-year-old wants to go out with the pot-bellied pedophile that lives two doors down, he's going to take your five-year-old, and he's going to have sex with him. And that's how it is. These people are pure Satanists. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Millions of people are going to PrisonPlanet.tv, our archive of the show going back 16, 17 years, how old it is. Been on air 28. And they're going back to shows from 15, 16 years ago, and they're watching them. And they're saying it's like he was in a time machine and went into the future and came back. No. 16, 17 years ago. It's longer than that now, 2005. I went to London, and I traveled to the Tavistock Institute, where they developed the plan in the 60s and 70s for the transgender movement and the chemicals in the food and water and to create the gender identity crisis. And they wrote hundreds of white papers on it. It's British intelligence, MI6. You don't think all the Hollywood and all the big media companies and Disney and NBC and the BBC and all of them are pushing transgenderism? All of them are pushing sexualization of children? Governments are secretly, and now it's public, all over the world, taking children and giving them to pedophiles to create a new culture. A pedophile army. But at its root, it is scientifically done. And B.F. Skinner wrote about it. All of these guys, they developed these plans. And if you look at Jolyon West and Ewing Cameron of the CIA MKUltra program, they publicly ran operations with tens of thousands of kidnapped children in Canada and the U.S. Electroshock, drugs, brainwashing, and most often the children, ages 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, were being programmed as assassins and sex operatives to go out and then help kidnap other children. Back before our government was totally run by the New World Order, back when there was still some journalism, I remember learning about this 25, 30 years ago on the History Channel. They actually had documentaries about it. And then I remember meeting Ted Gunderson, former head of the FBI in Los Angeles. They wanted to be the FBI director, but it got blocked. And he told me even more, and decades later, it all came out. I'm getting chills right now, folks. But it's scientifically being done. In fact, guys, we have new listeners all the time. I wrote New Yorker magazine last year about the experiment of giving tens of thousands of children to convicted pedophiles. That's your government. They claim they love children, they want to take our guns to the children, all this. It's a lie. And it says the German experiment that placed foster children with pedophiles. It wasn't a German experiment. It was a globalist experiment. I told you about the German experiments 20 years ago. Ted Gunderson said they were flying kids out of Germany and Eastern Europe to auctions in Las Vegas. Turns out now documents have come out and released by the FBI 2 years ago confirming those auctions were indeed real. What do you think? Ted Gunderson just pulled it out of the air? But imagine being the first Ted Gunderson to expose this and people think you're crazy. He could have stayed at the FBI. He left the FBI so he could expose this. He discovered whole towns run by devil worshippers. Well, now they're expanding to take over everything. At the end of the day, that's what they are. They're devil worshippers hiding behind science, hiding behind the science of psychology and psychiatry, and they are now expanding it down to the grassroots level. They're not in beta anymore. They're in operational. So I have this big stack of news, and I said I'd get to it later, but I'll actually go to the documents last segment of this hour. But remember when we're covering all this other information, that when you see high-level Democrat politicians particularly, and some Republicans, when you see these some of these judges and these Democrat lawyers, 9 times out of 10, they are devil-worshipping pedophiles, period. That's why they look like vampires. That's why they act like vampires. They're all these types. And you learn the look of them, and then you see their policies, and they support sexualization of children, chemical castration of children, physical castration of children, because they want the spiritual act of destroying innocence and the future. And it's hard to come to grips with it, but when you actually get around these people, you see the deadness in their eyes. You see what they are. They're like wraiths, and they know what they are doing. Now, wrap your mind around the fact that major Obama and now Biden administration officials and major officials over agencies in major countries of Europe like Spain are openly saying your child has a right to change their sex or change their name at age 5 or 6 and to be picked up for a date by full-grown men and women. And they've passed laws in California that men can have consensual sex with 13-year-old boys. It's not consensual. You can't sell liquor to a 13-year-old. You can't have them sign up for the army. You can't have them sign a contract to buy a house. You can't have them sign a contract because they're not of age. We know they're not competent to make those decisions. That's why they have a parent or a guardian. And the system's coming in saying, we're the guardians, and we're going to do this to your children. So that's coming up. When we come back, though, you want to see Stockholm Syndrome, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to get a front row seat to Stockholm Syndrome on steroids. And this is par for the course. I've seen this hundreds of times with prominent people, thousands of times in the news. People who admittedly are having heart attacks or being paralyzed by the injections saying they do it again. People whose children have died saying they do it again. Because they are caught under this mind control. Now, with all that's going on, ladies and gentlemen, it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air, and I thank you for your support. But also, we got products you really need. You really need high-quality vitamin D3 gummies with calcium for your immune system, the best you can get. You really need the Linus Pauling level 1,100 times the daily allowance of high-quality organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc to supercharge all your cellular functions, particularly your immune system. You really need DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 and all these other super high-quality, high-end products that are on record to make your telomeres and your DNA last longer and clean out your cells. All those products are 50% off as part of the InfoWars store super sale running right now. Survival Shield X3. All electrochemical activity in the body ceases without iodine. Most iodine is bound and you're unable to absorb it. We have all three types of the good iodine in X3 to make sure you get what you need. It takes usually 2 weeks to kick in, and it is incredible what it does to your skin. The first thing you're going to notice as a man is what happens in the morning. I'm just going to leave it at that, but I mean, I'm as virile as when I was 18 years old, ladies and gentlemen. And I was not that virile until I started taking this 10 years ago. I was still virile, but it was like, wow. Just like Dr. Group said, about 2-3 weeks into taking it, he said, your skin will clear up, a few little sunspots. He says, you'll see. And I was like, wow, old Bob or whatever I want to name my member, you know, he ain't been this happy and, you know, since I was 25. Well, it's like I'm 25. So if you want to experience it, get on X3 today. 50% off, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, it's named Bob. I'm joking, folks. I'll be right back. Stay with you.
By the will of God. And by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL that gives and go for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then, we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So there's different classes of those that have fallen to evil. I'll put a handbook out on it, illustrated. Try to get people's attention. But you've kind of got the zombie folks that are in a trance, that just watch TV and are online all day and eat GMO, that don't exercise. The glow-in-the-dark type folks. They can be black, they can be white, but they have that translucent, weird kind of zombie look because they're in a trance medically in major studies. The general public, compared to even 50 years ago or 20 years ago, is in a near daydream, waking, sleeping, sleepwalking state. So you got the zombos, and they're every age, color, race, or they're everywhere in the industrialized world. Then you've got people that kind of become more like gremlin wraiths who take down the whole operating system of corruption and hatred of the family, and they love soy, and they love GMO, and they love whatever the system does, and they worship the system and act like they're avant-garde rebels when they're totally backed by the New World Order, and they just do whatever the system says, and they will try to get rid of their humanity any way they can to make themselves look as ugly as possible, and they act in big groups and in coordination. The zombies don't so much act in coordination, they just mill around mindlessly. The gremlin wraiths are mischievous, hateful, project their own hatred of themselves onto you, follow whatever the globalist New World Order say, whatever the new thing is. They're the NPCs with a limited mission. You got dumb NPCs just wandering around, muttering, bumping into walls. You've got others that have a low-level evil mission to submit and provide cannon fodder to the higher-ups. Then you get a Renfield. And again, that's from Bram Stoker's Dracula, which is all based on archetypes of real things, where the count, you know, lives under the castle and he comes out at night and kills people, and he's from the House of Dracula. Prince Charles III, who it's based on, Jack the Ripper, King of England. Look it up. And so they have a taste for blood. They go out at night to kill. They don't live forever, but they have a spirit that's ancient that wants blood and destruction. They have Renfields who like to torture animals and who like to drink the blood of rats and eat insects. And that's what a Renfield operator does. And so Bram Stoker even wrote letters and described this as different archetypes in society. He didn't use the Carl Jung term because that hadn't been developed yet, but the archetypes were always there just by other names. If you read the Odyssey or the Iliad or, you know, any of those Greek books, you'll see similar archetypes there as well. In fact, let me go back to one of the Odysseus, and on his big mission, and the first place he goes, the first island he goes to, it's the Lotus Eaters. Or is it Ulysses? I mix them all together. I haven't read that stuff in 40 years, 35 years. And half his crew just leaves and just eats the flowers that make you high, and everybody just lays around and are zombies. But I'm digressing. There's examples of this everywhere. And so you have the zombies, you have the gremlin servants, and then you have the Renfields that actually serve the Draculas. And there's a hierarchy in those. And what does Renfield bring? He brings kidnapped babies to Dracula, who then gives it to his brood of women when he has his sex orgies. So they're giving you archetypes of this. And so Renfields are your corrupt CPS workers. Renfields are your corrupt family court judges. Renfields are the people in Germany and the U.S. at the orphanages that deliver children to the pedophile ranks. And there's different levels of Renfields. Low-level Renfields just to groom and deliver children. Then you'll have Renfields that keep children ready and trained, and they're trying to transition, as Renfield is in the book Dracula, to being a full vampire. And so they actually rape children, they hurt children, and they're always begging Dracula, can I take part in killing them? And then Dracula slaps them down. Because you've got to really work hard and beg to get to the point where you're actually slicing up children and drinking their blood. And that's literal. That's what these people do. They torture children to death. And produce snuff films, all of it. So these are the classes. Zombie, gremlin wraith, and then you get your low-level Renfield, mid-level Renfield, higher-level Renfield. There's probably five or six levels of Renfields, depending on the system they've set up, because some of the systems vary. And then you get the vampire class above that, and you get the King of England at the top, Count Dracula. So that's it. Basically, that's how it actually works, and you should just know that. So it takes a Von Helsing, who's a scientist and a doctor and a researcher, who has a strong will. That's who you are. That's who I am. Well, to take these guys on. And you got to know who they are. You got to know the different classes of them. And once you know this, you're like, oh, there's a Renfield. And they always act the same. They go, I'll get you. They get really excited around a Von Helsing. Oh, my master will get you. I mean, they literally do this. People see them do it. And so when you see a Chucky Schumer, that's a vampire. When you see a Hillary, that's a vampire. When you see a Prince Charles, that's Count Dracula. When you see these people, that's who they are. And they want to hurt you and your family. They want your children. They want to annihilate you. And the sooner you realize that, here's footage of Queen Elizabeth dying. When you realize that, it's a joke, folks. It's from the movie The Dark Crystal, if you're a radio listener. When you realize that, it all makes perfect sense. And then now you're a scientific observer. When you're in the courtrooms or when you're around these people and you're just, okay. I trust in God, though, walk the valley of the shadow of death. And you don't fear for yourself because you realize I'm a man. I'm a woman. I was given power. I was given strength. My parents were good. My family was good. I have the spirit of the Holy Ghost. I'm strong. I'm here to protect children, and God put me here as a champion to fight these people. And God, just please make me be straight and strong and good, because I've got to be good to be able to stand against these people. And once you realize that compendium of its Count Dracula meets The Matrix, meets Brave New World, meets 1984, then you understand the real model of the world they're building and what they're doing. Mad scientist meets Count Dracula. Now take Jeffrey Dahmer. He killed animals, tortured little puppy dogs and kittens. He was obsessed with having sex with dead things. He was believed demons controlled him. And he graduated from being a wannabe Renfield to going out and getting gay men to his house and drugging them and injecting acid in their brains and trying to turn them into zombies. He did turn some men into zombies that would survive 2-3 days by injecting them in the frontal lobe with boat cleaning acid. Something they used to clean the bottom of boats off. And he would then eat their bodies and, you know, chop them up and then keep them and have sex with their dead bodies for a long time. And he was graduating himself to be a vampire. And that's the big Netflix show right now. And, oh, he was listed as an LGBT thing because it was LBGT. And, oh, no, they don't want that on there. Oh, no, he wasn't LGBT. Don't compare us to that. And then you study the practices of the black hole that are these organizations and movements and groups, and it becomes so incredibly dark and so incredibly destructive. Do I hate somebody that is gay who just has a relationship with somebody? Absolutely not. There are a lot of nice people that are. But that's the gateway into this whole thing. And it's heterosexuals or pedophiles as well. But the entire LGBTP movement has turned into a giant pedophilic operation. Now, I said this segment I would get to the big Stockholm Syndrome news, and I didn't. I'm on a big jag right now about this other news. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to control myself. I'm going to get focused. I'm going to come in, and I'm going to hit the pedophile news first, briefly with the actual documents and articles. Just knock that out because I talked about it. Then I'm going to hit the Stockholm Syndrome news. And a bunch of people sent me this yesterday because it just blew them away, and it's real. And so we're going to be playing that when we come back. Again, we're in a battle with the deep state and the New World Order. Your word of mouth, your prayer is paramount, and your financial support is key. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage everybody, while you still can, get a signed copy or an unsigned copy. But the signed copy is a fundraiser to keep us on air. So I appreciate those that have and encourage those that haven't to do it. At InfoWarsStore.com, the Great Reset and the War for the World, the Death Star Plans, signed copies available or unsigned copies at InfoWarsStore.com. But exclusively signed copies at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And you can also get the limited edition Man in the Arena Teddy Roosevelt coin, silver dollar, at 1776coin.com. We'll be right back. 1776.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the last 45 minutes or so, 50 minutes or so, about Europe, the U.S., Canada, all the major globalist-controlled countries are literally saying, starting in kindergarten, we're going to directly come out and say, hey, pick what sex you are, pick what preference you are, and screw up kids and create an identity when they think, are you the Hulk? Are you Superman? Are you Batman? Are you Aquaman? Are you a this? Are you a furry? Are you a reptoid? Are you an alien? That's actually one of the preferences now. San Francisco Unified School District teaches young kids they can pick their gender. Daily Wire. California implements extreme new sex ed curriculum. Can't even read on talk radio what they're teaching. The future of sex ed has arrived. Is America ready? San Francisco Public Schools subvert parental rights. Breaking. Every House Democrat just voted against requiring parental notice and consent before a school provides services related to sexual orientation or gender identity. Outrageous. Parents have a right to know what the schools are doing to their kids. They have a right to stop what they're doing. San Francisco Unified to kindergartners. Let's talk, this is a quote, about your sexuality and keep it secret from your parents. Let me tell you something. If my wife, who never did this, a wonderful person, said, I learned from my daughter, hypothetically, that mommy was having secret talks with her about sex, I would find out what it was, and if it was weird, we'd get a divorce yesterday. If my parents, or her parents, when they kept our daughter, who are great people, if my daughter said they're telling me about secret sex stuff and I can't tell you, there's going to be some furniture turned over, the police are getting called. Of course, that never happened. But when it's some creepy-ass school, oh, it's liberal, it's so good. If you're in a park, and you're sitting there at a children's birthday party, and a weird, creepy man walks over and says, hey, to your 8-year-old son or daughter, I want to talk about your sex. you'd call the police. You'd beat their ass, probably. But when it's done in these captured schools where they wear the mask and there's all the armed guards and the media advertises mass shooters to go there, it's totally open. Here it is. San Francisco Unified to kindergartners. And here's the documents, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. They're up on Infowars.com. Kit Daniels written an article. And it says you can change your name. What would you like it to be? What would you like to be used with grown-ups? Would you like to say you're a boy or girl or something else? Here's some examples. This is kindergartners. And then the school creates a database and has them announce in front of the class who they are and what they're doing. And then don't tell your parents. I mean, this is beyond evil, beyond priming for pedophilia. It is the government forming a sexual identity with your child. It's not your 14-year-old son kisses a girl for the first time under the bleachers at the football game. Or it's not your 16-year-old daughter, you know, for the first time, meeting the love of her life, she marries 3 years later. It's literally a government run by psychologists and psychiatrists with a program to arrest their development, screw them up, and destroy their innocence. Yet another video of Democrat witness in Congress claiming biological men can have pregnancies. These people are sabotaging reality on purpose. And if we don't stand against it, shame on us. Nobody should be in a public school. But I can tell you, private schools, can't find many of them that don't teach this as well. This is a total takeover. Just like they're trying to teach kids to eat bugs. They know children follow orders. Children look to adults to be protected. And they're betraying that incredible trust. These people are beyond satanic. Now, let's move on to this. Canadian actress, very well-known actress, even I know who she is. I don't know most actors' names. I've seen her in some movies. Reveals she has Bell's palsy. She's paralyzed on one side of her body. 2 weeks after vax, says she would take it again. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable that this is going on. Canadian actress Jennifer Gibson, paralyzed, and she'd do it again. Total and complete, absolute Stockholm syndrome. And don't forget, Fauci's net worth soared 66% during pandemic. He made $5 million. His wife made $7 million. She's involved in it as well. So here is the actress Jennifer Gibson saying she'd do it again. And she says the vaccine made her really sick, but that's okay. She's a hero, and we've got to get out of this together. Even though all the studies show it gives you COVID, makes you sick, higher rates of death, all the numbers show it, she cannot admit the system attacked her. But she says something very hopeful. She says, beautiful woman, now look at her. She says, I don't know why I'm even doing this video, because inside, beneath the programming is the real human spirit crying out for help. You're doing it because you know you're wrong. You're doing it because you're helpless. You're doing it because you submit to a system you think is there to help you when it's there to destroy you, lady. Here's the clip.
Well, this is not a video I want to make. And it's kind of hard to make because as I'm watching myself, I see what I'm going to say, which is I have been diagnosed with Bell's palsy, which is paralysis on one side of the face. For me, it's this side here, the left, obviously. So I got it about 2 weeks after getting my vaccine, and I had a rough go with the vaccine, and I guess still am. But I have to say that I would do it again because it's what we have to do to see people. So,
back it up 10 seconds. She calls it my vaccine. A, it's not a vaccine. B, it's not your vaccine. It's a globalist injection. And C, you have to do it to save people when it actually spreads it, sweetheart. Let's continue with the Stockholm Syndrome victim.
2 weeks after getting my vaccine, and I had a rough go with the vaccine, and I guess still am, but I have to say that I would do it again because it's what we have to do to see people. So, I don't know why I'm making this video, but here's my weird smile.
Don't know why I'm doing this video, but here's my weird smile. You know what pimps do? They go to areas where young runaways, young people are wanting a better life, New York, L.A., you name it. And these young women, 16, 17, 18, show up, and the pimps just go through them. They find out who they can stock home, who they can torture, who they can meet, who will submit. And about half of women don't submit, and they go back home, or they, you know, get a job and get out of it. But about half submit and just go under their control. And, baby, I'm doing this for you. Bam, knocking their teeth out. And that's what all these people from Jeffrey Epstein to Harvey Weinstein, to all these people are about, sucking your energy, hurting you, destroying you, annihilating you, because they get off on it because they're satanic predators. Now, this woman's under Stockholm Syndrome. Think about the children getting the heart attacks, the myocarditis, and the blood clots, and the death. The good news is 1% of who were taking it 6 months ago are now taking it. People have rebelled. They're awake. They know. And the mandates are falling. They're going to come back again. The people that did this must pay and must be brought to justice. Everybody needs to flood this poor lady, Jennifer Gibson, on her Twitter, on her Instagram, and say, honey, here's all the studies that it gives you COVID, that it makes you sicker. And if she's already had an effect on the second shot, whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, it doesn't matter. They all were designed to do the same thing, create spike protein in the body that fries and cuts your DNA helix in two, the death shot, the kill shot, the clot shot. If you take a third shot, honey, you'll probably die. But you heard her. She will do it again to serve the system. Let's not be Jennifer Gibson. Let's say no to Fauci and no to Bill Gates and no to Prince Charles, now King of England. Let's say no to the UN and the New World Order and to all these globalists and wake up and realize it only gets worse submitting. It only gets better resisting. Resistance is victory. We own our bodies. Our children are ours, not yours, and we say no to you. All right, we have a special guest joining us. I'll tell you about the guests when they join us. I'm going to have it as a surprise. And then we have another special guest joining us in the third hour today. And I'm tempted to actually take these three interviews tomorrow, 9 a.m. until noon. Hell, I might just do 2 hours of live show before that and take calls. Maybe we should just go live at like 1 for a couple hours, take calls, and then, because they've been trying to pin me down with these fake lawsuits and these show trials and all these rigged pity party BS operations. Their job is to keep us off air, and people are pissed I've been off air, and I'm pissed too. So we'll see what happens, but look for that tomorrow. Infowars.com/show. But remember, this is a war of information and truth against lies. And man, they hate us because we're the truth. As close as you're going to get to it, we make mistakes, but we're trying to tell the truth. Big difference from them trying to lie. We're trying to empower you, not disempower you. So please empower us together. Share the links, Infowars.com, band.video. Nothing can stop you when you take action. And I salute you all. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news. Today, 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 today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.